Allison.
Evan.
I don't play games with love.
How nice of you to say.
Yeah, I don't play games. And honestly, this whole season felt like a game.
Oh my gosh. And it ended with a 3-hour finale that felt like 12 hours.
Yeah, it was a long time. I think at some point, about 1 hour and 7 minutes into the show, I tweeted something to the effect that I mostly just saw a bunch of commercials.
It also felt like one of those meetings that like could have been an email.
Yes.
They could have given us a really quick 5-minute update and we would have been A-okay.
Yeah. And I feel like consistently we've been pretty negative about this season.
This season has just been unfortunate.
Look, let's all take a minute to be honest with ourselves. Did you really enjoy this season?
No. Just wanted to be Paradise.
There were parts that were good. Yeah, I wanted to be Paradise.
It had moments, but as a whole, it was probably one of my least favorite seasons I've ever watched.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it last week, but it was a little bit like Peter's. Like, we went into it expecting so much, and we received so little.
Yeah, and honestly, there wasn't even that much that happened, even though it lasted 3 hours, so we'll just kind of...
Right, we kind of knew sort of what was going to happen anyways, because the only lingering question was whether or not she was going to end up either pursuing Blake or leaving because Justin was not going to be part of the equation.
And right away, it basically picked up where it left off with like Greg had just left and Katie's all upset trying to figure out what to do. And she's upset for like 4 seconds and is like, you know what? I'm going to just move forward and see what happens.
Memory of a goldfish.
So she goes on her date with Blake that was like fantasy suite / final date because there are only 2 people left. And on that fantasy suite date, like they're hanging out there in the daytime, whatever. She tells him like, hey, I almost left because of my connection with Greg and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I'm going to stick around and they're whatever. And so they get to the fantasy suite part and he's like going on this whole thing. And honestly, it was like a really beautiful like speech
very
about how
soliloquy.
When he realized he was in love with her. And in a shock to everyone, including probably Blake himself, Katie says, I love you too.
I bleeping love you. So
yeah,
much.
And I think everyone was shocked because she kept saying over and over again, like, I'm not saying anything till it's one person left. I'm not telling anyone. And that was like a big problem with the Greg fight of that he needed more validation. And she was like, I'm not saying I love you till the end. I'm not saying I love you till the end. And then 2 seconds later, she turns around and she's like, oh, but Blake, I'm in love with you. So kind of makes me wonder if like it wasn't a Greg, like it wasn't a her problem. It was the fact that she didn't want to end up with Greg, like that it was already Blake.
Right. I have so many questions about this point.
I'm having a hard time with it.
Or is it, did she...
Or was it a
sort
consolation?
Of learn from her mistake with Greg? Or maybe it wasn't a mistake, but learn from...
Her experience.
Her experience from Greg that, like, maybe she should show a little more affection when someone says they love them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So they had their overnight date, and obviously it went great. And then the next morning, she's talking to Caitlin and Tayshia. It was just Caitlin, I think.
Yeah.
And she's like...
She was satisfied many times.
And she was basically like... Yeah, she did say that. And then she was basically like...
Which, what does that mean?
My you'll learn when you're older. Is that she's like, my heart belongs with Blake. He's the one. He's it. That's it. He's the one. And Caitlin's like, okay, so Justin is still here.
Right.
And she's like, oh, right. Like, I feel like she forgot Justin was even there as...
Throughout most of the season.
So then basically she goes to... Justin's like, I'm so excited. It's our... one-on-one and we're gonna get a fantasy suite and this is great. And in a very brief conversation, she's kind of like, hey, just so you know, like, I told Blake I'm falling in love with him, which is a lie, and so I'm only saying that to one person. So
right, yeah, she actually undersold what she told Blake.
Yeah, she didn't say like I am
she
in
said,
love with him, like,
I effing love you so much. A little bit different from I'm unless
falling
the effing
in love.
Unless the effing
falling,
was falling
and they just bleeped it out.
I falling love you so much.
So she breaks up with Justin. Justin is sad.
Here's the thing with Justin. I like him a lot. I think he's a good dude. I also think he's probably one of the more handsome dudes this season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But he could have been home weeks ago. And
yeah, I can't even believe
be
he made it
this
far. I feel like she dragged him along.
New Mexico looking penitentiary bullshit.
And if the Andrew S. stuff hadn't happened, and if Michael hadn't sent himself home, and if Greg hadn't sent himself home, Justin would not be here still. So whatever, the whole thing was kind of weird.
It's a little bit like how the Phoenix Suns made the NBA Finals this year.
Exactly, the
like,
same thing.
They kind of
everyone else sent themselves home.
Kind of, yeah, like... You know, Anthony Davis, shoulder injury, sent himself home.
Right, exactly.
Kawhi Leonard, tore his ACL, sent himself home. So, I mean, They
won by, like, default.
Well, they still, like...
They tried.
They tried.
But they wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for other factors.
Correct.
And yeah. So, Justin goes home. So, just Blake at this point.
Right. And we're still going through, like, the formalities
and of,
like,
all right, well, you've got to meet the family and all this. So, this was probably one of the most uncomfortable parts of the evening. So, Blake goes to meet her mom and her aunt.
Yes, Aunt Lindsay.
And right away, they're like, where do you live? And he's like, from Canada, but he's like been doing some work in Africa. And like, so you live in Africa? And he's like, no, I'm just going to be there sometimes because I'm doing this project there, some work and work there. And they're like, and they were so like turned off by that, which was already kind of off to a rough start. So then Blake goes to talk with the Aunt Lindsay, and she just is roasting him. Every single thing he said, she was like, oh, that's cute. That's not how marriage works. That's not how life works. That's not how anything works. And I couldn't stand her.
I have a big problem with other people projecting their relationship or marital experiences on other people.
Absolutely. Perhaps it
didn't work that way for you. Every single relationship is different.
I agree. And also, when she's sitting there like, marriage is so hard. And I don't care what you say. It's so hard.
Look,
and
I'm Allison, like, I'm going to ask you a question. You're married, right?
I am.
Is it hard?
I don't think so. Okay, I don't think so. There and I go. Feel like everyone that's so dead set on saying how hard it is like not doing it right or like didn't marry the right person because it shouldn't be that hard.
So if you're out there in a hard marriage. No, right. I'm kidding.
Everyone has fights, struggles, arguments, you know, whatever. Right. But like,
but that's it's the nature of human relationships.
Right, but to sit here and say it's so hard, hard, then that's like alarming.
I'll tell you what it's hard being. Podcast co-host.
Yeah, it's
difficult.
Super hard.
It's so difficult.
But I didn't like in general how I feel like everything he said about how he cared about Katie, she shot everything down and was really nasty, and I did not like it. And I think Blake handled himself well. Like, it was a disaster.
So at first I was like, okay, I get this. This is tough love. And
I already was like out on this.
You sniffed it out pretty quickly. And then like it got to the point where it was almost just like
nasty.
Rude.
Yeah.
And again, like, I think it goes back to don't project your relationship, whether it's good or bad, on somebody else. Everyone has to have their own experience.
And they all need to figure out for themselves, and I think at this point they should just trust Katie, and if this is who Katie's chosen, then like trust that there's a reason why.
Yeah, the mom...
The mom was a lot more like, we care about Katie's happiness, she's happy with you,
yeah,
we're good
warmed
to
up to Blake a lot more.
It was just so awkward.
Look, it's... Look, we all know I applied for this season.
Yeah.
Which apparently is going to come back and haunt me if I show up in another season.
Yeah.
People freaked the F out on Greg when they found out that he applied for other seasons. Guess what? These guys apply for all sorts of seasons.
Blake
guess what?
Blake was on a different season. The last one. Like the one that just happened before this.
Yeah. And I already forget the point I was going to make.
I don't know if one you're going to make either. But...
Oh, okay. The point I was going to make was, I'm glad I wasn't on this season.
Yeah, that whole thing was a nightmare. And then Kitty's like, oh, what? How'd it go? And Blake was like,
it was difficult.
It was challenging. And things were kind of awkward when they left that point of the day. And it was just kind of weird. So they had a nighttime hangout. And this is where shit got so wild. I don't even know what happened. The big, like, it looked like Chinese New Year-looking things that you'd see in, like, a parade.
Also, like, just an animatronic goblin man.
Goblin thing, and then there was, like, you lit it on fire.
It's almost like if you mixed, like, a Franciscan monk with, like, a Chinese New Year dragon.
I just didn't get it. There was no explanation for what it was.
Yeah.
There was an energy healer there, and that's all we got.
The thing is probably, like, some type of, like, actual relic... of some culture.
Well, we wouldn't know.
And we have
because
no
they
idea.
Didn't explain it to us.
They didn't do the due diligence of explaining it. So my only reference is animatronic goblin man.
Yeah, I have no clue
so
what that was
ABC.
All about.
You screwed that up.
That was so weird. And I just felt like the whole thing was just so weird. So
do you think that might have caused a wildfire at some point?
It could have. That was a big flame.
Yeah,
and it was really windy too.
It also seemed kind of useless. Like all they did was burn two pieces of paper.
Yeah, that whatever. That whole thing was so stupid. So they had that part of the date, whatever. And then they cut to the next day where Katie's getting ready for the maybe engagement. Blake is picking out rings with his ex-girlfriend, Tayshia. And he gets kind of panicky while looking at rings. Yeah. He's kind of like, I don't know. Like, this is
That's
big.
That's like me picking out microphones for my next podcast with my next co-host.
Right,
with you.
With me. And he was kind of panicky.
Which is coming. I'm leaving.
Shut up. He was kind of panicky and was just kind of like, I don't know. And Tayshia was pretty... She was pretty harsh with him, and she was like, look, if you don't know if you're going to engage to her, like, she wants to get engaged, then, like, let her go.
Yeah.
And Blake was like, oh, shit, like, I don't know. And what, honestly, at that point, I did not know where it was going
to
go.
Yeah, so what I thought was interesting, and I kind of remarked this to you while we were watching, is that I feel like Caitlin and Tayshia kind of played with fire a little bit this season. Like, they were sort of stoking the flames a little bit. They were not afraid to sort of stir the pot.
Which I think is fine, and I kind of like it, because they have both been in these situations where, like, they probably wish that someone would have told if one of their final suitors was really, really questioning.
Yeah.
They probably would have wanted that to be said. Okay, if you're not for sure, let her go. Like, yeah. So they have the experience to kind of back it up, which is why I think it's fair for them to kind of say these things.
Okay.
But anyway, so then we cut to... basically the end, which is Katie standing up there and then Blake showing up.
Even when Blake shows up, he is a nervous
panicky.
Wreck.
I still at that like point did not know what was going to happen.
He was about to poop his pants.
He was nervous.
From
was
the
shaky.
Moment he stepped in that Hyundai.
And they were like, all right, Katie's waiting for you. And he's like, I guess I have to go, huh? Like, he was panicking.
Yeah.
And so he walks up to her and it was a really
I
awkward silence.
I still didn't
silence.
Know what he was going
to
say.
No, me either. And Katie's like saying how in love with him she is and blah, blah, whatever. And then Blake, like, doesn't start talking for a while. And I could feel Katie's face getting nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a little nervous. And he launches into why he loves her. But then he does this dramatic pause where he's like, I can't give you what you came here for. And she's kind of like, oh, shit.
You deserve more.
And he's like, but you deserve more, blah, blah. Oh, my God, I love you. And then he proposes. And she's so surprised and excited. And my favorite part of the whole episode was they get engaged and Caitlin and Tayshia run up and cheers and they're all excited. And like, that was just fun.
Those two
bring a really good energy to the show.
Those two were definitely one of the brightest spots,
if not the only,
this season.
They work really well together and I liked their experience and I like, they're just like funny and they get it. And
I'm going to give four positive affirmations for this season. Cause I feel like we've ragged on it a lot.
Okay.
The first one is for Michael.
Oh, Michael.
He was introduced into our lives.
Yeah, I love Michael.
Very thankful for that. Second is for Andrew.
Andrew S.
Oh,
man, what a gem.
So great. You know, I'm going to throw five in there. Because two of them, one's for Tayshia, one's for Caitlin.
Okay.
And one is for the Justin reactions, which we saw the montage on.
Oh, my God, that was hysterical.
The man's a meme machine.
And him not realizing it is just as
funny.
Better. Because he truly was cracking up at that, which is hilarious.
Even better. So ultimately...
So they get engaged.
Yeah, and I think they're actually the best fit.
I think
of all
so
the
too.
People
I
that
think
were on
they
there.
Make a lot of sense together.
I just hate how we got
no,
there.
No, I agree. And I think they make so much sense together, and I like them together. It was just the journey to get there was stupid.
Yeah, and that leaves us with kind of one main thing to talk about.
After the final rose.
So,
Greg.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
I did not like watching it.
So I guess my big thing here is I think everyone is entitled to feel their feelings. And I don't think anyone is entitled. Mm-hmm. Anyone has the right to tell someone their feelings are wrong. I don't believe that. I'd be like, feelings are feelings.
Yeah.
And you can feel how you want to feel. But what I don't like is, we talked about this a little bit, there felt like there's a lot of revisionist history happening in this conversation of things that happened or didn't happen that wasn't exactly true. And my biggest point of all is this show stopped filming a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
So Katie's been happily engaged to Blake. She's so happy, the happiest she's ever been. She's so in love for a couple of months. And she hasn't moved anywhere past the Greg dramatics. If you're happily engaged,
rent-free.
I mean, it's okay for it to still sting.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But if you're that happily engaged, you're telling me you couldn't have gone out there, had a civil conversation and said, look, I did not understand where you were coming from. I still don't. But I wish you the best. I'm happy and I've moved on. I hope you've done the same. That's all it needed to be.
Way
she
more
was
civil.
Interrupting, snapping, yelling. And that really frustrated me because she was basically doing what she accused him of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand.
So when they talked about, you know, that moment, and I thought this was interesting because she was recounting all the validation that she gave him throughout the season. First impression, one-on-one.
Both of those were in the first week.
Correct. But even like later on, like, you know, progressing throughout group dates, etc. And it only proved Greg's point that she only talked about him or to him in terms of the show.
Yep.
And the point remains that when he bared his soul to her, he wanted something that was real outside of the context of the vernacular of the show. Which I don't think is too much to ask for.
And what I really don't like is when she started talking about him as if he came on the show to be an actor.
Yeah.
And she straight up said that, like, he was acting. And I think that is a really big accusation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't appreciate that. And I also, like, we talked about this. Like, Katie's been a self-proclaimed feminist from way back in math season. And she's very vocal about being feminist. And when she told him, like, be more of a man.
Right.
That really pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the opposite of what being a feminist is all about.
Yeah, I think...
if the roles are reversed, shit would have gone down. Right? And I know this isn't the most popular opinion, but, like, I just don't...
Yeah. And again, like, I'm open to hearing the other opinion or side of that, but, like, I just struggle to... It's two people having an emotional moment, and it's just that. Yep. Don't make it something that it's not.
Because there are those things happening all over the place all the time. Yeah. But
And I don't want to talk about this too much because it like is belaboring the point that we're making. But like she openly accused him of gaslighting, which I don't know if that's what that actually was.
I agree. From what we saw, only purely basing it on what we saw, that's not what I understand gaslighting to be.
Yeah.
I think that he's a little dramatic. I think that it seems emotions like ran a little high. Dramatic, but emotions ran high. I don't think she handled it well at all.
Yeah.
I wish that they would have had a nicer goodbye, but sometimes that is just not how life works.
Yes. Yeah. No matter which two people were in that role, I would always take the position of, oh, they didn't really respond well to someone really bearing their soul out. And if it was the fact that she actually loved him and she actually wanted to keep him around,
she could have
then she
him.
Should have
and I think that was
that
his
better.
Whole point.
And if it wasn't going to be him, then cut the ties there.
Well, I think that's the argument, is that if it was going to be him, she should have gone after him. And if in his mind, if it was going to be she was it,
I actually do think that she tried to win him back. I don't think that I actually disagree with the notion that she didn't try to quote-unquote win him back or keep him around or chase him down. I think ultimately Greg,
I think it didn't matter, he knew what he wanted to hear, and she didn't give that to him.
Yeah,
but I also think part of me thinks that, like, because of the quick 180 she did with Blake, is that maybe she wanted Greg to be that person, but even without that, like, but maybe he just wasn't. And I think that maybe when he was leaving and she was upset, part of it was upset because he was leaving, and part of it was upset because it wasn't the ending she expected.
Yeah,
like, I kind of think she already knew it was Blake, because you do not change your feelings that quickly. You just don't.
Yeah, I was surprised by all of it. Especially the way that she responded to Blake saying he loved her. I was like, oh, this is
right.
Like, definitely, sign them up for life together. But, like,
I agree.
It's a tricky, I don't know if it's a tricky situation, but it's just it's a fragile situation.
Delicate. It's tricky, and at the end, I wish them both the best, and I think that I hope that social media does not destroy Greg's reputation and everything about him, because I think that's not fair, nor do I hope anyone destroys Katie. Like, I hope that everyone can just chill.
Just we all
Katie is happy. She's clearly very happy. That's great. Greg is moving on. He's just trying to live his life, and I hope that he can do that without having people harass him.
Yeah, I think my frustration with the event is that I think people aren't letting it just be
what
like
it is.
An emotional disagreement amongst people.
Yep.
And I don't know if I said this last week or not, but like, things that you think are things are not always things. Which
no,
I know sounds like
no,
a profound
it's
100% statement
true.
But you know what I mean.
Well, and I think I'm just confused, too, because I remember the one specific incident that really bothered me was when he said, like, I deserve more than this.
Yeah.
And she said that was talking down to her. But the whole season she's been saying, I deserve more than this, I deserve the best, blah, blah, blah. He's also allowed to think that.
Right, because you're allowed to, like, want, quote unquote, what's best for you, no matter who you are.
And you have to value your self-worth. And in his opinion, in that moment, if he wasn't getting it, then he wasn't getting it.
Yeah.
The same, you know, and I don't know. I just, whatever.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about it.
We've kind of talked ad nauseum about it.
That's all I have to say about it. I hope that they both are happy and can move away from this.
What I'm excited about.
Oh, God.
It's Paradise.
I'm excited about Paradise,
too. Looks like a crowded season, first of all.
I feel like there's a billion people in this season. Today's newest surprise edition, which I'm shocked at, is Becca Kufrin, who's this the first time that a lead has been the Bachelor or Bachelorette, had that not work out, and then went on to Paradise. Like, Nick Viall was on Paradise.
Right,
Colton was on Paradise, but before they became the Bachelor.
Oh, that's interesting.
So this is the first time that someone's already been the Bachelorette and then went on the show.
Is she for sure a contestant, or is she coming down as a...
No, she's a contestant. Okay. And I saw her on a date with Thomas.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe we get a nice redemption story for Thomas.
You know what?
I'm all about redemption stories.
You know what? Justice for Thomas, but also Justin for Thomas.
Both. Why not? We've have a couple unpopular opinions based... I mean, I feel like we usually are not... I don't know. We're on interesting sides than what we usually are this year.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. We also got, I think, one of our first teasers for Michelle's season.
A really, really quick little thing.
Quick little thing. I loved it.
And love Michelle.
They use a really awesome song, which is used perfectly in the movie Belly in the beginning.
Great.
Highly recommend. The movie's fantastic. I think it's classic Nas and DMX, like, acting. It's phenomenal.
Okay, good. So back to Paradise. Paradise begins next week, and honestly, it's the only thing I care about because I love Paradise. I live for the messiness and the love triangles and the random...
Love rhombuses.
The random love connections that you never in a million years would guess.
Yeah.
Like, I live for it. Like, it's the best. I've been waiting 2 years for this.
Yeah, I'm excited to see a couple people from the past few seasons. Ivan, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Riley in there.
Hell yeah.
I forgot about Riley, but I was like, oh, I love
all
Riley.
All on Riley. And I'm excited about, like, Serena.
Serena P.
P.
Piper.
Piper. Brendan.
Can't wear turtlenecks on the beach.
No turtlenecks. I'm excited for Demi. I always love a good dose.
We all love Demi.
Demi. She cracks me up.
The Kenny Demi.
I'm just excited.
Denny.
I'm so excited about the whole thing. Like, Paradise is so chaotic, and it's such a freaking train wreck. And the fact that David Spade and, like, Lil Jon and, like...
Titus.
Oh, man. Wells. It's just going to be a wild trip, and I cannot freaking wait. And I just love that it's something different.
Yeah.
And I like that we're going to be watching multiple love connections at once. Like, I live for it.
And you know what? If you were... tired of our negative feedback about the season.
At least we're positive about Paradise.
It's going to change.
We're excited about Paradise.
Better things are on the horizon.
So we did see that nice new preview, which is exciting. After we did see, by the way, that Katie and Blake are still together.
Yeah.
However many months after that it's been. Kind of surprised just after, like, rewatching the show.
You just never know, yeah.
But they seem genuinely really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't talk about, you know, wedding plans or if they're moving anywhere or any of that stuff.
Right.
But they seem happy. I'm intrigued to see how long or if they actually make it to a wedding.
I hope they do.
I hope they do, too. I'm always rooting
for
happiness.
Like I said, I feel like
they make sense together.
They make the most sense.
I don't know what Aunt Lindsay is going to say. Oh, that was the big bomb. So, like, Katie said her family didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Until that moment when it aired on TV because she didn't think they could keep a secret, a.k.a. she didn't want them to talk her out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to see that. But I'm happy for them. Love, always.
Right.
Cheesy little thing at the end, the say anything, little country dance situation.
Oh, I said this to you. Another reason I don't think I can go on this show is I don't want, like, my relationship to be, like, connected to any country music whatsoever.
I think that's fair to say.
Okay. So one journey ends, another one begins.
Yep.
Next week.
So many journeys.
It's like an 80s playlist.
Katie's season is now coming to an end.
Thank freaking God.
And it is also time to go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. We endured about 2 hours and 15 minutes of commercials and 45-ish minutes
of actual content.
I can give you the entire rundown of Geico's portfolio.
And that owl commercial.
Oh, yeah. I already forget the name of the prescription, and it's like an but owl or something. It's an owl wearing a bow tie to bed. That's way off topic. We're out of here. Wait, follow us on social medias.
At BatchPleasePod on Twitter and Instagram, and BatchPleasePod@gmail.com if you'd like to email us. And have a great week. And paradise starts next week.
Almost paradise. Do 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 do. Almost.